I'd like to invite you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You can use that text by way of invitation this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. A quick reading, just a cursory reading of that chapter, can be a little bit confusing because it's talking about life and death and death and life. And it looks like it's almost using it interchangeably with regard to any particular individual. I'm dying, but I'm living. I'm living, but I'm dying. And it's kind of confusing unless you keep in mind, basically, as you go through the text, when it refers to dying, it's talking about those who are dying physically. When it's talking about living, it's talking about living spiritually. Now, there's one exception to that, and that's in verse 3. When in the proclamation of the gospel, it says, if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The idea is that the gospel will not have that effect, that power upon those who have rejected it and rejected the concept of truth. And as a result of that, spiritually, they will die. But for the remainder of that, he's talking about his ministry and the persecution that he would experience as a gospel preacher and did experience as a gospel preacher and apostle, and contrast that with the life that they had as a result of that preaching. And so I want you to notice a couple of things. For example, in verse 5, it says, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. But notice in verse 7, with regard to that treasure, having reference to the gospel that he preached, he said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So he's saying, I am a physical individual, a person on this earth, with a body, and a lifespan, and frailties, and I'm the one that's preaching the gospel. So as a result of that, in verse 8, it said, we're hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. Well, every time you see death referred to there, it's talking about the ultimate physical death of man. But the correlation to that is the spiritual life that we have when it refers to the concept of life in there. So death is working us. Yes, he's going to die. Maybe he'll die as a result of his preaching the gospel. But as a consequence of the preaching of the gospel, they would have life. And that life is spiritual life for eternity. And that becomes very clear when you look at verse 16 and following. He says, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporary. Those are the things that are cast down. Those are the things that will end. That is the death of which we speak. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And that's the life. And it is spiritual life that is afforded us through the Son Jesus Christ. And it comes to men through the proclamation of the message. And so we too should not grow weary in doing good in the proclamation of truth and the recognition that though it may cost us, even physically, our lives, in times past it has, and I suppose in the future it could as well, it's worth it to engage in that ministry because of the life that comes to those who respond appropriately to it. We offer to you, who are here this evening, eternal life, spiritual life, life in the Son. We offer it to you not because we have that ability, but the power is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The invitation is extended by the Lord to respond to that message, to the salvation of your soul. If you're here not a Christian, you can repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, and be baptized. Have your sins washed away. Rise and walk in newness of life as a child of God. We offer you that opportunity this evening. If we can assist you in any other way, spiritually, help you, pray for you, encourage you, we offer ourselves to you. Would you come? Why together we stand while we sing.